Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loeda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loeda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loeda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loeda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome to the Cross in Kerrville radio show today, and we're glad to have you back again with us this week. As always, my co-host is Loeda Rashke. Loeda, good to have you here again.
It is so good to be here with you, Roy. I'm looking forward to today's show and our wonderful guest.
I know, and we have some special person again. We've been doing pretty good with these really special people. Everybody's special to us.
They are. They've been having some anointed, wonderful testimonies.
Now, before we start and go any further, share just a minute about yourself and how long you've been involved with the Coming King Foundation.
Well, I've been involved with the Coming King Foundation, I would say, about 6 or 7 years.
And how did you come? How'd you find out about it?
Well, actually, a friend told me I should go up there. And it'd been there all this time. I'd never even been up there.
Been to the cross?
Right.
And I saw that, right here, inspired.
In this, my own town, and I'd never gone up there. And I went up there, and I just got involved right after that.
And you're on the board?
I am. I am honored to be on the board. Yeah, for several years
now.
I
just wanted to share that with our audience. All right.
Well, we've got a real special person, really nice lady that's going to be with us today. Why don't you introduce her and kick off our conversation?
Well, Hillary Parker is here today, and I was told about her by Matt Teichla, who is a tour guide chaplain. He said she has an amazing testimony, and he started telling me about it. I said that would be awesome for the radio show. So, Hillary, thank you for coming and being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I didn't realize. I knew when I saw you. I thought, I know her. Well, Roy, I have had her invited the Wild Ride Ministries praise team to be a part of our Easter services several times up there that I coordinate on Saturday, all the groups. And so they've been up. I thought, I know her. But she said, yeah. So I have met you before and always enjoyed the praise team. Have done a great job. But I am really interested in some of the stories that you have about the glory dust. Now, I have to tell a quick story, okay, real quick. I thought that was all crazy. I thought the glory dust that Max talks about, I thought, I love Max, but he is a Fruit Loop. That's what I thought. I even told him to his face later.
Max Griner.
Yes, Max Griner. And I thought, and I told him that later because he kept talking about this glory dust. I said, there is no such thing as glory dust. Well, that's his term for it, right? The Shekinah glory of God, like Moses saw on his face when he came down. So what I said was, everybody was getting all this glory dust. I hadn't had it yet. And so I'd been leading worship up there every month. And so finally I said, now, Lord, if this is true, if this is real, I want it. And so leading worship, I got covered in it. It's like somebody poured glitter all over me. I was shining and shimmering. After that, I did not believe that Max was a Fruit Loop. I was like, there's something to this.
And, you know, I
had to repent.
I shared the same thing until I saw it.
Right. I had to repent after that because I thought that it was just kind of, you know, crazy, people imagining it. But
well,
anyway.
Hillary, share your story with us.
Well, I've been coming out to the cross, as Lueta said, for several years, just personally, just to visit it, and then with the praise team. And I remember, I think the first year that I sang it with Wild Ride out there, Max was up on stage, and he said that there was a woman walking around, and she had Shekinah glory on her nose. And so I kept looking for this lady, and and I was standing with another woman, and up on the platform, and we both looked at each other and said, we want that. And we didn't see it or receive that day. And so we came back again the next year, and same thing. We were eager, but we did not have that experience. And so I've known about it for several years. And this particular day, I was up there with a group of women, a sewing group from Oak Hills Ministry, Oak Hills Church in Fredericksburg, and they have a sewing ministry, and we're taking a guided tour. And I'm not a part of that group, but my mother is, and I happened to be in Kerrville that day. And so I said, well, I'll meet you up there. So I met them up there, and I had my daughter, who's 12 years old, she was with me. And my mom said, I want to see the Shekinah glory dust today. I want to see it. And I said, well, Mom, let's pray for it. And so my daughter and my mom and I held hands. We were standing right in front of, right by the fountain, uh-huh. Right in the center of the garden. And I said, Lord, we know that this is you. We know you do it. And we've been up here so many times and we've never seen it. Show it to us. And I got about that much out. And my daughter said, Mom, you're covered in it. And I was. It was on my arms, my hands, my face.
And what did that feel like?
Oh, it was so exciting. And so we called Matt Teichla over right away and showed him. And he had never experienced it either. So it was the first time that he had ever seen it.
Yeah.
And the other women from the sewing group, there were about 10 women with us that day, and they all came around, and a few of them had heard of that before, but several of them had never heard of it, and none of them had ever experienced it or seen it. They had just heard about it. And so they said, well, we want that too, or why do you get that and we don't? And I said, oh, well, we already prayed that it would manifest and just continue to multiply. I said, so it's going to mm-hmm. happen to you.
Yeah. Why?
And we just stood in a circle, and slowly, kind of one by one, they began to see it on each other. And they would say, look, it's on you. And look, it's on you. And pretty soon, everybody in the circle.
So all of them left being able to see it.
Yes.
What an experience.
It was amazing. Oh. Yeah.
Well, you know, God still works in signs and wonders.
Absolutely.
And I believe that the Lord loves showing off. You know, I mean, a rainbow, what is that but God showing off? I mean, yes, it's a sign and a token that, you know, but it's just like the glory of God. It shows off, and the signs and the wonders are for us to be able to say, hey, God is at work right here. He's manifesting.
It's His way of getting your attention, saying, yeah. I'm here.
Right. I am here, and look at me. You know, that's it. We want to look at Him. We want to see Him. We don't always see visible things, but it's great when we get to.
That's right. It is.
You know, I love it. I love it.
Well, I prayed that day. I just was excited about it. And I woke up the next day and I still had glory dust. Uh-huh. And the next day I still had it, which I guess there must have been some part of me that expected it to not be there. Uh-huh. You know, just right. That day, or but that has not been my experience. So that was on May 7th, and I continue to be covered in glory dust.
Wow.
Every day, and not just me, but my clothes, my
wow.
everything, really everywhere I'm at.
So it's really changed your life.
It has. I'm excited. I know that you know, if it ever weren't there, I wouldn't doubt God's presence and closeness to me. But I get just as excited every single day when I see it as I did the first time. Just
glory to God.
Absolutely.
Well, and as I understand it, there was three generations.
Yes. So
tell me about that.
So is my mother and myself, and then my daughter.
All three.
And we all received at the same time. And very amazing.
Yeah, yeah, that's a cool experience. That's one of those things you'll remember for the rest of your life. But how cool it is for three generations, you know, to pass it down to the younger ones and say, look, God is alive.
Not only that, for them to experience it all at once.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
It would have been good if everybody experienced it at one time or another. But for all of you ladies to come together and experience it, what a special
time. Just sacred, sacred time. Right. Sweet.
Now, have you since brought
time.
Other people over?
I have.
And had more experiences?
I've brought many people over. And actually, anytime I'm having a conversation with somebody about it, and that's just a tool. You know, God's given me a tool just to steward. And I use it as a tool to introduce people to Him, to His signs and His wonders, and just to encourage people. And so... Whenever,
what are people's reactions when you tell them?
Some people make a really funny face, like I'm a Fruit Loop.
Yeah,
uh-huh, to use your word. And some people are doubtful, or some people will say things like, "Well, that's just you're just special," or "You're just oh." And I had one person who kind of mockingly said, "You're just so holy, that's why." And I said, no, it doesn't have anything to do with me. It's God's desire to show Himself to you.
People come from all walks of life.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't make any difference what your background is.
It has nothing to do with me. I'm not special at all. No different from you. I just, God's just using this to show Himself. And the neatest thing about that individual in particular who was doubtful and even... You know, just it was just you could tell there was just a real open sense to that until we were sharing a meal, and there was a light right over our table, and there was an appetizer in the center of the table. And so the reason it came up was because I reached under the table and my hands were sparkling.
Yeah.
And she said, well, that's just for you. And I said, no, it's for everybody. And she reached under the light to get out of the appetizer at the same time, and she was covered in it all
wow.
of a sudden.
And she could see it?
And she could see it, and instantly, you know, all of that skepticism disappeared uh-huh. and just was just sheer delight. I mean, just such excitement that she had, you know, that it manifested on her too.
Wow.
So,
when did you first go to the cross?
The very first time I went, it's been years ago. I can't remember for sure.
So you've seen it develop over the years.
I've seen it.
The whole site.
Yes, I've watched it.
Uh-huh. Kind of exciting.
It's amazing.
Every month or so, you come back and something else has
every
changed.
Time I go, it's, you know, there's, you know, new part that's being developed, and it's grown so much.
Do you have not the cross now, but do you have a famous statue or anything that's your favorite?
I won't say my favorite, but I'm really fond of the, is it the Hope?
The Hope Sculpture.
The Hope Sculpture. Yeah. There's something so alive about each one of them. I mean, they're just living pieces of art.
That's why I asked, because it's not just a piece of metal.
No, it's not.
They're different.
There's
something
life.
Special about
they're
them.
They're life-giving,
like, they're alive. They've got energy.
Yeah. And
that's when I was curious if you felt that.
I do. Absolutely. I do. And that one I had not seen. I guess it had been there for maybe some time, and I hadn't ventured over to it. And it's
it
so sweet. It did. It's so sweet. I haven't read the depiction of it and the explanation for it. And I haven't lost a child, but it's precious.
Mm-hmm. Every time I go, even though I've been a lot, there's always a new experience. Mm-hmm. Have you find that?
Oh, yes.
Every so it's time. Like, I know that God's going to give me something new every time
every
I go.
Every time we go.
That's what keeps me coming back.
And you know, we never worship the signs and the wonders. We don't worship the gold dust. We don't worship the sculptures, but they point to the one we worship.
Absolutely.
So we always, you know, some people say, well, you know, you're talking about worshiping statues. No, it's pointing to, it's a sign and a wonder, or it's an anointed visible focus of God himself.
Before we go, is there anything that you'd like to leave people, something special?
I think the question I get most commonly from people is they will ask me, well, what does it mean? And the Lord has not put on my heart to seek out what it means.
You mean the glory dust?
Yes, the glory dust. He hasn't burdened me to really find a deeper meaning other
just
than just to appreciate his. Mm-hmm.
And it makes you feel good. Yeah, and inspires you. Just,
absolutely. So I think that's what I leave people with as they experience it. I mean, every time we talk about it, they experience it too.
Right. So. That's awesome, Hillary. Thank
well, Hillary
you.
Parker, we appreciate you being with us this week. Now, we're going to have you back another time,
yes.
too. And so we want to let people know how they can reach us in case they want to get involved with the Cross.
Absolutely.
In
they can go to thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or they can call the office at 830-928-7774, 830-928-7774. It's right off of the interstate at 520 Benson Drive, Kerrville, Texas, right off the interstate of Kerrville, Texas.
And, again, the phone number one more time.
830-928-7774.
Dawn Kennedy, you have something for us?
I just want to tell everybody Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Jesus is the reason for this season.
Before we get out, one more time, how they reach you and your ministry.
At louada.org, louada.org, louada.org.
All right, Louada Roschke. Here's Dawn Kennedy with visitor comments.
Hello again. So Cole Repka of Kerrville said, "Hey, Mr. Griner, this is Cole Repka. You and a couple others prayed for me at the cross the other day, and I just wanted to thank you very much. On Monday, I will be going to driving school for UPS. Ha ha ha. So there is a step in the right direction for my kiddos. God is being really good, and I'm trying to trust him more. Thanks again so much." Lucy Garza from Lubbock, Texas said, "I enjoy coming here because I get stronger and what God is asking me to do, and he is healing me too. In the name of Jesus, amen." Janie from TripAdvisor said, "Best view in town, beautiful place, peaceful overlooking the beautiful town of Kerrville. There is no admittance fee and ample free parking." David and Lexi Potter of Kirby, Texas said, "Thanks to those who give to support this wonderful place, and thank God for allowing us a moment in time to feel his presence." Linda Force, a TCKF trustee, said, "In my dream, I saw your hands raised up and your people were surrounding you, holding up your arms, praying and interceding for you as you continue to do what God has called you to do. Amen." James Stovall III of Cleburne, Texas said, "The Stovalls would like to thank you for giving the world this experience, such a lovely place you have created." Steve and Don McDaniel of Cleburne, Texas said, "Amazing place. Thank you for being obedient to the vision. May it reach and bring a multitude of salvations until Jesus return. Amen." Omar and Arasima Cantu of Laredo said, "Thank you for this beautiful place. God bless you." Dana Garza of New Braunfels said, "Amazing, beautiful garden cross." And finally, the Luna family of San Antonio said, "Beautiful and peaceful. Thank you."
We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt, through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.